President Mugabe smiled and shook hands with the fellow unit government principals, including longtime rival Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, after signing copies of the document in the capital today. The document has since been gazetted and is now Zimbabwe's supreme law. The new constitution was a condition of the 2008 Global Power Agreement that saw Mr. Tsvangirai becoming prime minister after disputed and bloody elections. With the new constitution now in place, Zimbabwe is expected to hold elections sometime later this year. Flanked by his deputy Joyce Mujuru and Prime Minister Tsvangirai, Mr. Mugabe called for peace and unity in the country during and after the forthcoming elections. He said the poll will not be rigged.
We are sure that we are going to look after ourselves during those elections and supervise ourselves as well and ensure that there won't be any violence, there won't be any rigging, there will be honesty and truth.
Mr. Mugabe said people must be allowed to vote for candidates of their choice peacefully.
Let's not fight it out. Let's do it in a peaceful way. Peace, 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 peace. It begins with
me.
Begins with
you.
He praised the new charter, saying it demands that Zimbabweans unite and work together for the development of the country.
I'm glad that this document we call our own constitution now enables us to say, you are truly the makers of...
Mr. Tsvangirai said President Mugabe, who has previously said he was unhappy with the Lancaster House constitution, can now rejoice since Zimbabwe now has its own homegrown constitution.
As Zimbabweans, we are proud that we are setting on a journey, on a new journey that is based on a new governance value system that we defined for ourselves and that we defined for future generations. And I think no one will accuse us that we have values that are imposed from outside. Mm-hmm. That these are values that we have set for ourselves.
Sure.
Deputy Prime Minister Arthur Mutambara urged the nation to maintain the same unity and cooperation that characterized the drafting and adoption of the new constitution. Before winding his speech, Mr. Mugabe took a swipe at the local media for what he said was short journalism. He mentioned the pro-ZANU-PF state-owned Herald newspaper by name, accusing it of attacking Mr. Tsvangirai persistently.
Our journalism must be journalism. Of high standard,
please.
Filthy journalism. It's as if we are not aged.
Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa explains that some sections of the constitution will come into force immediately.
From tomorrow, those provisions will come immediately into effect. The rest of the provisions of the constitution will only come into effect after the swearing in of the president after elections. Now, with the gazetting of the new constitution, we'll begin a process of aligning the electoral law.
Speaking at his party headquarters after the signing ceremony, Mr. Tsvangirai said his office will remain in place until after the elections. He said there is ample time for democratic reforms to be implemented before elections are held. The new constitution imposes a limit of 2 5-year presidential terms, although President Mugabe, who is 89, will be allowed to seek office again. Other changes include more rights for women and a scaling back of the death penalty to exempt women, the young and the elderly. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.